history. Don't have a chance. Drowning now, the false fat present tense.
I'm Nick Lippa here with singer-songwriter Gabriel Kahane, who, a day after the 2016 presidential election, boarded a train at Penn Station and traveled the U.S. with no phone or internet access, and it led to your new album, Book of Travelers. Gabriel, what made you say, I'm going to travel the country by train?
I was curious to understand what was compelling millions of people to support a candidate who had sort of dispensed with any kind of, you know, traditional approach to the candidacy. When I planned the trip about 3 weeks before the election, my assumption was that it was going to go the other way. And so the sort of texture of the trip took on a very different sensibility.
89-80 on an overnight train, calling back to the national pain. I'm a city boy swimming in the Laramie Plain, looking for something, what it is. And I just want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you.
So what are some of the things you learned while traveling?
There are real differences and there are real disagreements about, you know, fundamental values. And yet, when you're face to face with someone with whom you disagree, I think that it's harder to discount that person's humanity. And that doesn't mean that those differences aren't still profound and that they don't have life or death consequences, say for, you know, kids being locked up on the border and ripped away from their parents. And it's, you know, it's easier for me to talk about this in a kind of sanguine way because I'm a straight white dude and I'm not personally threatened by what's happening in this moment. You know, we can fight for justice and listen better at the same time. We can fight for justice and not dismiss the humanity of our ideological adversaries at the same time.
So how did this all translate into your songwriting?
Trying to figure out how to kind of responsibly tell some of the stories that I heard. I think there's often for an artist this question of what does it mean to tell somebody else's story? And I think ultimately the way that I was able to feel comfortable with telling a variety of stories of people from all walks of life was, in a sense, that I'm really telling my own story, that it's a, you know, it's a diary of my experience on this trip, and along the way I encounter these different people.
What if I told you that my eldest son loves a white girl whom I adore, but who lives in a part of town where a black man might be mistaken for? 'Cause they don't need a hood or a cross or a tree.
So all of that's to say that I spent a number of months after the trip thinking rather than writing, and just trying to meditate on the best way to approach some stories that, you know, that felt sensitive. And then it kind of all came in a fairly quick flood.
When last we spoke, I sang of end times, of cities washed away, the bloodless halls, the flooded station, could a train be an escape?